This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority marks 35th anniversary. Top leaders and stakeholders call for stronger anti-corruption measures. Election Commission to launch nationwide voter education program from 15th of February to 1st of March, targeting House election. Nepal's growth forecast revised down to 3.5% amid weak agriculture and slow construction. And Bangladesh prepares for historic election and referendum tomorrow. Now the news in detail. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has marked its 35th anniversary today, with top leaders and stakeholders stressing the need for stronger action to control corruption and ensure good governance. Speaking at a ceremony in Kathmandu, President Ramchandra Pogdel said abuse of authority is a serious challenge to the legitimacy of the state and social justice. He stressed that no individual, regardless of position or power, should be beyond legal accountability. The President stated that ending corruption is an essential condition for achieving development and prosperity in line with citizens' expectations. Likewise, Prime Minister Susila Karki said, controlling corruption is the first prerequisite for good governance and national development. She noted that justice and security in society can only be guaranteed in a corruption-free environment. While praising the CIAA's efforts, the Prime Minister expressed concern that corruption has not declined significantly. The Prime Minister also said Nepal is in the final stage of drafting its second national anti-corruption strategic plan in line with the international commitments, adding that the primary responsibility for curbing corruption lies with the government and executive bodies. CIAA Chief Commissioner Prem Kumar Rai voiced concern over growing irregularities in land and revenue administration. He called for strict measures to prevent the misuse of government and public property. The CIA chief stated that more than 50% of complaints received by the CIA are related to local and provincial levels. The Election Commission has announced a nationwide voter education program ahead of the House of Representatives election. The program will run from the 15th of February to the 1st of March in all 6,743 wards, informing citizens about voting processes, secret balloting, proper use of ballot papers, and the Election Code of Conduct. The Commission has also directed political parties and candidates to make their manifestos public and submit them to the election officers by the 15th of February. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Susila Karki has instructed all security agencies to remain on high alert to ensure credible and safe elections. Addressing army officials yesterday, the Prime Minister emphasized coordination among security bodies and creating an environment where political activities can proceed without obstruction. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has reported that printing of 14.92 million ballot papers for the first-past-the-vote system of the upcoming House of Representatives election has been completed in 117 constituencies. Assistant spokesperson Kul Bahadur Jisi said printing and packing have been completed for 53 districts. Ballot papers for districts including Nawalparasi East, Palpa, Argokhachi, Rolpa, Futan and Rupandahi were completed this morning. Prime Minister Susila Karki, who also oversees the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology, is presenting the Film Bill in National Assembly today. The bill will be tabled along with the proposal for its discussion and passage. Meanwhile, ministers will respond to questions concerning the Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration and the Finance Ministry. Tulasa Kumari Dahal, chairperson of the Legislation Management Committee, is scheduled to present the committee's annual fiscal report. The government has revised Nepal's economic growth forecast down to 3.5% for the current fiscal year from an earlier estimate of 6%, according to the mid-year budget review. The revision reflects lower paddy production, reduced cultivated area and productivity, weak construction activity and a slowdown in real estate transactions. Economic growth stood at 4.6% in the previous fiscal year. The review shows GDP at basic prices grew by a preliminary 3% in the first quarter. Agricultural value added is projected to rise by 1.36%, while the industrial sector is expected to grow by 5.44%. Service sector growth is estimated at 3.03%. Average inflation declined to 1.7% in the first 6 months of the current fiscal year. The Department of Commerce, Supplies and Consumer Protection has said it will coordinate with relevant agencies and take regulatory measures to ensure the smooth supply of cooking gas. This comes after consumers faced shortages in recent days. The department has urged Nepal Oil Corporation to maintain regular supply and directed gas companies to meet consumer demand. Monitoring of gas bottling industries in the Kathmandu Valley has been carried out, with instructions to proceed to produce and supply cooking gas according to needs. The department has also warned dealers, retailers and supply companies against hoarding and asked consumers not to stockpile gas unnecessarily. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. More than 127 million Bangladeshi voters are set to vote tomorrow in a landmark parliamentary election and nationwide referendum. 18 months after student-led protests led to the removal of former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, according to Al Jazeera, an interim government led by Mohammed Yunus has overseen the transition period, ensuring neutrality in state administration, security agencies, and the electoral process. Voters will not only elect members of parliament, but also decide on proposed constitutional, electoral and institutional reforms. Observers describe the polls as the country's first genuinely free and fair election in over a decade, offering tens of millions the opportunity to cast a credible vote. 9 people have been killed and 25 injured in shootings at a school and a nearby home in Canada. According to the BBC, 7 victims died at Tomber Ridge Secondary School, while 2 others were found at a nearby residence. Authorities have not released their names or ages. The suspect was found dead from a self-inflicted injury. Police know the attacker's identity but have not revealed it. Earlier reports described the suspect as a female wearing a dress with brown hair. Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney said he is devastated by the attacks and has suspended a planned trip to Germany. Police have not disclosed the type of weapon used. Now the agenda with the forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Koshi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces, while the remaining hilly regions will see partly cloudy weather. There is a possibility of light rain and snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Koshi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces. Fog and mist over the Tarai region are beginning to clear afternoon. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority marks 35th anniversary. Top leaders and stakeholders call for stronger anti-corruption measures. Election Commission to launch a nationwide voter education program from 15th of February to 1st of March, targeting House election. Nepal's growth forecast revised down to 3.5% amid weak agriculture and slow construction. and Bangladesh prepares for historic election and referendum tomorrow. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.